The Bombing of Hotel Soccer, Vienna 1947, Terrorism in the Shadows of Empire. In the uneasy peace that followed World War II, Europe yearned for stability. Cities lay in ruins, survivors rebuilt their lives, and the promise of international cooperation flickered to life in the rubble. Yet even amid this fragile recovery, violence did not disappear. On the night of February 15, 1947, a bomb exploded in the basement of Vienna's famed Hotel Soccer, an attack claimed by the Zionist paramilitary group Irgun Osvai Lumi. The hotel, serving as the British military and diplomatic headquarters in the city, suffered serious structural damage. Several British personnel were wounded, some reports cited up to three injured, and the explosion tore through storerooms and offices. Austrian police and British intelligence swiftly investigated, linking the bombing to Irgun emissaries then operating in Europe. The attack was part of a broader propaganda and reprisal campaign against British targets abroad, meant to protest London's post-war policy of restricting Jewish immigration to Palestine. The blast message was unmistakable. Political terror had survived the war. The Irgun, fighting to end British rule in Palestine, had carried its campaign beyond the Middle East into the very heart of post-war Europe. The choice of target, a historic luxury hotel then serving as the British command center, ensured the act would echo far beyond Austria. Though overshadowed by deadlier attacks such as the 1946 bombing of Jerusalem's King David Hotel, the Vienna incident deserves remembrance for what it represents, the re-emergence of terrorism as a political tool in a world still mourning its dead. The bombing of Hotel Soccer was no act of liberation. It was an assault on the rule of law, a dangerous reminder that the ends of justice are never served by means of terror. A city in transition, Vienna and the post-war order. Vienna in 1947 was a divided, weary city. Once the glittering capital of empire, it now lay partitioned among four occupying powers: the United States, Britain, France, and the Soviet Union. The British operated their main military headquarters from the elegant Hotel Soccer, located opposite the State Opera. Beneath its chandeliers and velvet drapes, officers coordinated reconstruction, intelligence, and the administration of Austria's British zone. The contrast between grandeur and devastation was stark. Allied air raids during the war had destroyed nearly one-fifth of Vienna's housing stock. Tens of thousands were homeless, and it was in this charged environment of post-war tension, displacement, and resentment that the Irgun struck. The attack and its aftermath. In the early hours of February 15, 1947, a powerful time bomb hidden in a suitcase detonated in the basement of the Hotel Soccer. Witnesses recalled explosions that rattled the building and shattered glass across the street. British authorities quickly secured the site, declined to comment on suspects, and stated only that suitcase bombs of limited charge were responsible. Austrian police launched a parallel inquiry and shared intelligence with the British command. Their reports linked the explosion to Irgun operatives traveling through Central Europe under forged documents, a network already implicated in anti-British activities in Italy and Germany. 2 weeks later, Irgun emissaries in Vienna circulated letters claiming responsibility for the bombing. The group declared the attack a protest against Britain's immigration restrictions and part of its campaign against British imperialism in Europe. Their message was coldly pragmatic, to prove that British power could be attacked not only in Palestine but anywhere its flag flew. This was not warfare between armies. It was calculated coercion through fear. The fact that only a few people were injured does not soften its nature. The bomb was placed in a building shared by military personnel, hotel staff, and civilians, people who had no part in the mandate conflict thousands of kilometers away. A web of violence, Irgun operations in Europe. The Hotel Soccer attack was part of a broader campaign of extraterritorial violence waged by the Irgun in the final years of the British Mandate. From 1946 to 1947, the group orchestrated or inspired a series of attacks on British facilities across Europe: the British Embassy bombing in Rome, 1946, sabotage of transport lines in Italy and Germany, and smaller acts of terror in occupied zones. While most Irgun operations targeted government or military sites, they often endangered civilians, blurring any moral distinction between resistance and terrorism. The King David Hotel bombing in July 1946, which killed 91 people, including Jews, Arabs, and Britons, epitomized this ambiguity. The Irgun justified it as a strike against a military command post. The world condemned it as mass murder. The Vienna bombing shared the same logic. Its leaders sought global attention, not military victory. The intended victims were psychological: the British command, international opinion, and the fragile peace of post-war Europe. In this sense, it succeeded, reminding a traumatized continent that ideology and violence had not yet been buried. Response and investigation. British officials were cautious in their public response. A spokesman described the incident but refused to discuss suspects. Behind the scenes, intelligence officers immediately linked it to earlier sabotage threats from Zionist militants. No arrests were made, and no perpetrators were ever identified. Declassified British intelligence reports later listed the bombing under Jewish subversive activities in Europe, PRO, KV 341, 1948. The investigation ended quietly, a reflection not of indifference, but of exhaustion. After years of global conflict, the world had little appetite for new enemies. The moral cost of terrorism. The Irgun's tactics drew sharp condemnation. British and American officials labeled them terrorist acts. The ethical indictment of the hotel soccer bombing is clear. To plant bombs in a civilian structure in a neutral European capital, far from any battlefield, was an act of terror, deliberate, premeditated, and unjustifiable. It targeted not soldiers in combat but the very concept of civil peace. The lack of mass casualties does not mitigate its immorality. The act was designed to terrorize and intimidate, not to liberate or defend. In modern terms, the attack fits every major definition of terrorism: politically motivated violence by a non-state actor, employing covert methods to influence governments through fear. Echoes in British-Israeli relations. The legacy of Irgun violence extended far beyond Vienna. The bitterness it created in British circles endured for decades. When Israel declared independence in 1948, the British withdrawal was not a graceful end to a mandate, it was a retreat marked by anger and loss. The memory of attacks like the King David and soccer bombings lingered in political and royal attitudes alike. Queen Elizabeth II, who ascended the throne 4 years after the Vienna bombing, never visited Israel during her 70-year reign. Analysts attribute this to diplomatic caution and the Foreign Office's desire to avoid offending Arab allies. Yet former Israeli President Reuven Rivlin revealed in 2024 that the Queen privately viewed Israelis as terrorists or the sons of terrorists. Her words, however stark, reflected an enduring trauma from the Mandate years, when British soldiers, diplomats, and civilians were targeted in a campaign of terror. While the hotel soccer incident itself was minor, it was part of this continuum, a symbolic assault that contributed to the erosion of trust between Britain and the Jewish nationalist movement. It showed that the front lines of extremism were no longer confined to colonial territories, they could reach into Europe itself. Condemnation and reflection. Terrorism cannot be justified by political ends. The bombing of Hotel Soccer, though often forgotten, stands as a warning. It was a crime against order and morality. The Irgun's leaders, including Menachem Begin, would later enter mainstream politics, even the highest office of the Israeli state. Yet the moral shadow of their methods persists. A nation born out of terror carries a debt that cannot easily be repaid. Today, terrorism is universally condemned under international law, not merely for its physical harm but for its corruption of human decency. The soccer bombing, like the Rome embassy attack or the King David disaster, was a small chapter in a long story of violence. Remembering it matters not to reopen wounds, but to affirm a truth hard-earned in the 20th century. Violence against the innocent, in any cause, is a betrayal of justice itself. Conclusion: a lesson from Vienna. Hotel Soccer stands today as a monument to Viennese elegance, its name more closely associated with chocolate than with war. Tourists drink coffee where British officers once held meetings, unaware that in 1947 its basement shook from a terrorist bomb. The building survived, as did Vienna, Austria, and a Europe determined to move past destruction. But the moral tremor remains, faint yet enduring, a reminder that violence leaves echoes long after the smoke clears. The bombing of Hotel Soccer is a reminder that even in times of political desperation, the deliberate use of terror is not courage, but cowardice, an admission that persuasion and justice have failed. In 1947, as now, the choice between violence and humanity defined not only movements, but the moral fabric of nations. References. Bell, J. Boyer. Terror Out of Zion, The Fight for Israeli Independence. New York, St. Martin's Press, 1977. Ben-Gurion, David. Letters to the Jewish Agency Executive on Terrorism and the Irgun. Tel Aviv, Jewish Agency Archives, 1946. British National Archives. Pro KV 341. Lecture by the Director General on Jewish Subversive Activities in Europe, March 16, 1948. Hoffman, Bruce. Inside Terrorism. Second ed. New York, Columbia University Press, 2006. Neue Wiener Tageblatt. Explosion im Hotel Soccer. February 16, 1947. The Scotsman. Bomb at British Headquarters Hotel in Vienna. February 17, 1947. The Times, London. Bomb outrage in Vienna. February 17, 1947. The New York Times. British headquarters in Vienna bombed. No injuries reported. August 5, 1947. The New York Times. Ergen claims Vienna bombing and train sabotage. August 19, 1947. Rivlin, Reuven. Interview by Jonathan Friedland. The Guardian, December 2024. United Nations Security Council. Resolution 1373, 2001. Measures to combat international terrorism. New York, United Nations, 2001. U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation. Definition of terrorism, domestic and international perspectives. Washington, D.C., U.S. Department of Justice, 2002. White Paper on Palestine, CMD, 6019. London, His Majesty's Stationery Office, 1939. Wiener Courier. Sprengstoffanschlag im Hotel Soccer. August 5, 1947. Morris, Benny. Righteous Victims, A History of the Zionist-Arab Conflict, 1881-1999. New York, Vintage Books, 2001.